Yes, hi, my name is Natalia with Family First.
Yeah. Am I covered with you?
No, we didn't spoke, but I
My name is
let me.
Melvin Adams. My name is Melvin Adams, 1948, 1386-420886. Look me up.
Okay, let me see. Let me just bring up the case over here. Okay, so I see that she wrote in the notes that financially you would not qualify, but you say you have a veteran
I'm not.
benefits.
She just told me, look, she put me in touch with you. Tell me, yo, yes, you are. What you mean I'm not qualified?
No, so
Because,
do you have veterans benefits?
yes.
Okay, so for a person who's not veterans benefit, who doesn't have veterans benefits, the income limit is
Slow down, partner.
$2,900
Slow
per
down,
month.
partner. Slow down, partner. Slow down. Slow down and listen to you. Slow down. Go ahead.
Okay, so for someone who doesn't have veterans benefits, the income limit per month would be $2,900 per month. So if they make over that amount, they would not qualify. So that's why we're not working with the case.
Sign me up today. Sign me up today. Sign me up.
What do you say? I didn't catch that.
I don't make over 29,000.
Oh, $2,900 per month.
Oh shit, man. You got to be crazy, man. I ain't under no poverty level. It's, man. So I don't qualify for it, right? That's what
So
you're telling
that's the eligibility
me. That's what you
requirement
tell.
that
That's what
Pennsylvania
I'm not
state.
playing any. That's what you tell me. I don't qualify.
No, I didn't say that you're not qualified. I'm just asking you if you make over 2,900. That's what I'm asking. So you're making over 2,900 a month or under?
No, I don't. Close to it, but I don't make that much.
Okay, perfect. So then you should be able to qualify with the income limit. Then there's an asset limit.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
And the asset limit is $8,000. So that includes any car that you have, a house on your name, money in your bank account.
Look, now I got a money market. Okay, that's well over 8,000. You're telling me if I'm making that kind of money, I got that money in the bank, then I don't qualify for you.
So if you have $8,000, then you're exactly by the limit. $8,000 in your account. So if it's less than $8,000, you should be able to qualify without having to go
Well,
through your
I'm
veteran
talking about my
benefits.
money market. I'm talking about my money market. Put 150,000 in my money market.
Let me see how that money market. I'm not sure about money market accounts. Let me check.
I got less than 8,000 in my checking. 150,000 in my money, 131,000 in my money market.
So that's probably something that they will not qualify. That's the requirements. So if you have the money market account is money that you can take out from the accounts.
Wasn't take out from my account? What the
From
hell am I
the
paying
from
insurance all my life? What the hell am I paying insurance for all my life?
Look, I'm just trying to help you. Let's try
So
to see.
I'm calling who now? Who is this? Who is this?
My name is
Is it?
Natalie. I'm with Family
No,
First.
I'm not asking your name. I'm asking what is organization I'm calling.
Our agency name?
What's the? Yeah.
Our agency is Family First Care.
All right, that's Family First Care. All right.
Yes. Yep.
You say I'm disqualified.
No, so what I'm saying is let me look up if a money market account is considered
Okay.
as assets towards your asset limit. Let me check that. Just one second.
All right. Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, so according to the state requirements, a money market account is considered towards any money that you have in there is considered towards your assets. So you say you have $31,000, you said?
$131,000.
131,000. Okay, so it's you will not qualify under the regular, you know,
So
regular people who
what you're
apply.
telling me is I gotta pay. What you're telling me, I don't work all my life, but I gotta pay for insurance by myself.
No, no,
I
no. That's
paid
not.
all
That's
insurance.
not. No, that's not what I'm saying. So for you, for usual people who have this kind of, that we're not making the rules. I mean, the state has their requirements, and they look. If you have $131,000, then you don't need to get, you know, paid by the insurance for an aid. I mean, I'm not making these requirements, but that's how they look at it. So, but you say that you have veterans benefits. So if you do have veterans benefits,
Look it up.
would
Look it
their
up. Look
benefits?
it. Look it up. Look. My name is Melvin Adams. Look it up. Look, my PNC is my bank. Look it up. They'll tell you
I
how
don't
much
have
money
a
I have.
way. I don't have a way of looking it up. But if you do have veterans benefits, I believe you. Then you can use that. There's a, in that benefits. There is an option for home care. Part of the benefits is for home
What
care.
is the option? What is the option? What is the option?
I'm not much familiar with that. I'll ask my supervisor, ask someone who knows, and I'll get
Thank
back
you,
to you.
thank you, thank you, thank
Okay?
you. What you gonna call me back or what?
Yes, I'll call you back. This is your number, 4822.
You
That's
got
what
my
you
number?
got
Do you
to.
have my number? Do you have my number?
So let me see. It's a fresh hex. So I have here.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You would never call me back because you wouldn't looked up the number. God damn, man. Come on, boy. Let me tell you something. Big business and the people they hire, they better get on point. Better get on point. If I had people like you, I'd never believe.
Sorry, I
No.
apologize about, but the coordinators didn't know that you have veterans benefits. But without the veterans benefits, we would not work on a case that would not at the end get qualified.
All right, all right. Now you see, I have veterans benefits.
I see that, but I'm not sure how exactly the process works for that. But I'll get back to you on that, and you should be able also to call your you should have a service coordinator. Who's in charge of your veterans benefits, and you probably need to schedule with them an assessment, but they will not look at the financials when you have veterans benefits because that's part of the benefits of veterans.
Well,
But
as
I'll
quick
get
as you
back to
can do,
you on.
because no. I went to an insurance company, right? Oak Street. Well, no. It's called Oak Street. Other than the VA, because the VA told me, okay, you can come in, get your knee. I sprained my ankle, but your insurance, as far as paying her, is run out. What you mean? You gonna call me to? If I hadn't called you, it would just ran out. Man, please. You see why I'm
Okay,
pissed
so
off, man?
yes, I understand you. I understand. I apologize for that. So I'll get back to you with more details on how to apply for that, and I'll get back to you. Okay, I have your number. Your number
Okay,
is six
can you hold
two
on?
six
Can you
seven.
let me get the phone number from you? Let me get the
Okay.
your phone number and you. All right, hold on.
Sure.
Angel. No, sorry about it. Okay, your organization is what?
So our
Hello?
agency is Family First Care.
Yeah. Wait. All right, this, what's the number? Hello?
So my number is 267.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
267.
551.
551.
7445.
7445. Okay, that's Family First Care. 267-551-7445.
Yes, correct. That's my direct number. So I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'm pissed. What you mean, man? Come on now. I'm the vet, you know. And if your insurance ain't gonna cover me, then the next one should. I paid all my life.
I understand, man, and I'll get back to you with details. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.